Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulotz. A pedestrian was hit and killed Tuesday evening in the town of Excelsior. At approximately 5:30, the Sauk County Communications Center was notified of a vehicle versus pedestrian crash in the area of State Highway 33 and Lake Virginia Road. Emergency services personnel from multiple agencies responded to the scene. The initial investigation has shown that a pickup truck pulling an enclosed trailer was traveling eastbound on 33, approaching Lake Virginia Road. The truck was operated by a 43-year-old man from rural Hill Point. A 22-year-old man from rural Reedsburg had entered the eastbound travel lane of 33. The truck was unable to stop or otherwise avoid a collision and struck the pedestrian. The pedestrian died at the scene. From roadway evidence and witness statements, it appears that the driver of the pickup was exercising due care and reacted appropriately to the unexpected presence of a person in the roadway on the unlit rural highway. The operator of the truck was cooperative throughout the investigation, which continues by the Sauk County Sheriff's Office. The Sauk County Sheriff's Office was assisted at the scene by the Reedsburg Police Department, Reedsburg Area Ambulance Service, Reedsburg Fire Department, and the Sauk County Coroner's Office. A search warrant in Reedsburg resulted in an arrest. On Monday, two residential search warrants were served at 96 South Air Drive and 118 Silver Drive in the city of Reedsburg. The search warrants were obtained after a package containing 1,074 grams of cocaine was seized by the U.S. Postal Inspection Service. The approximate street value of this cocaine is $22,000. The package was mailed from Puerto Rico and was destined for the 96 South Air Drive address. The package was delivered by the Postal Inspection Service and was later brought inside the residence by an unrelated female. A male showed up after several hours and went inside the residence. He was taken into custody as he was leaving while carrying the suspect package. Joshua A. Vargas Sanchez, 28, of Reedsburg, was arrested and charged with possession with intent to deliver cocaine greater than 40 grams, possession with intent to deliver cocaine 1 to 5 grams, maintaining a drug trafficking place, and possession of drug paraphernalia. The Sauk County Sheriff's Office and Reedsburg Police Department were assisted by the U.S. Postal Inspection Service, Wisconsin Department of Justice, Division of Criminal Investigation, and the Wisconsin State Patrol. Managing stress is a challenge for everyone today and is especially challenging for farmers when so many things are out of their control. But with the right support and resources, it is possible to navigate these pressures and reduce stress. Navigating Your Ag Business from Stress to Success is an online course sponsored by UW-Madison Division of Extension's Farm Management Program and the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection's Farm Center. Joy Kirkpatrick is a UW-Madison Division of Extension Farm Management Outreach Specialist.
The idea is that, you know, farmers have all kinds of things that can be stressors, and they can be different for each farm. So this program really helps farmers think about what their unique stressors might be in the moment and help them put together a plan that can help them address that stress. So, you know, one person might feel like they need to have a better handle on their financial management. Another person might be looking at a diversified enterprise, like a value-added enterprise that they might want to consider bringing into the mix of things. So it's really, while we work together and do some of our work online as a group, it still is designed so that the plan that the farmers design is specific to their situation.
By participating in this program, farmers can build a more resilient and sustainable future for their businesses and their families.
They get to define their success, right? We, from the outside, don't define what they feel like. We want them to define their own idea of what success is for them. And hopefully, with them working through that plan, it does reduce their stress and get them going. We've had people who have put together their loan documents and received a loan. We had one farm that was able to submit a grant application and receive that grant for a project that they wanted to do. Now, we have had farms that going through it, they kind of realized that they have a lot of things that they need to address that they didn't even really think about and wasn't on the radar. So sometimes working with farms, they realize that they have several things they need to work on. So maybe it doesn't necessarily alleviate their stress completely, but it does give them more information to know how to start addressing some of those things that their awareness has grown about what they need to address.
Kirkpatrick says those interested can begin the next Navigating Your Ag Business From Stress to Success online course January 1st.
The online part where we meet as a group through Zoom live is actually going to be on Tuesday evenings from 6 to 7:30. But there are online stuff that they need to read and watch videos and things like that on their own as well. We do limit it to about 15 to 20 farms. As many people from the farm who want to participate in the class and join the live Zooms, that's fine. If you have three or four people from one farm, that's great, but you still are only counted as one farm rather than four different people. So we encourage that because I think it's helpful for people to kind of go through the class together if there are farming partners or family members that need to be a part of some decision making. We really encourage more than one person to join the class if possible.
For more information about the online course, go to go.wisc.edu/NYAB or email joy.kirkpatrick@wisc.edu or call 608-263-3485. Governor Tony Evers has ordered the flags of the United States and the state of Wisconsin to be flown at half-staff tomorrow in honor of former Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice David Prosser, who died December 1st at the age of 81. Former Justice Prosser was raised in Appleton and attended the University of Wisconsin Law School, where he received his law degree in 1968. He first entered public service as an attorney for the United States Department of Justice and then as a staff member for United States Representative Harold Froelich. In 1976, he was elected to serve as Outagamie County District Attorney. In 1978, he was elected to the Wisconsin State Assembly and represented the 42nd Assembly District from 1979 to 83, the 79th Assembly District from 1983 to 85, and the 57th Assembly District from 1985 to 97. While in the State Assembly, former Justice Prosser served as Minority Leader for 6 years and as the 72nd Speaker of the Assembly from 1995 to 97. After his time in the legislature, former Justice Prosser was appointed to the Wisconsin Tax Appeals Commission in 1997 and served there until he was appointed to the Wisconsin Supreme Court by former Governor Tommy Thompson in 1998, where he served for 18 years before retiring in 2016. Services for former Justice Prosser will be held Saturday in Appleton. As holiday celebrations continue, the American Red Cross encourages donors to keep the blood supply top of mind by giving blood or platelets this month. Bring joy to someone facing a medical emergency. Give something that means something with a blood or platelet donation. Type O negative blood donors and those giving platelets are especially urged to give now to help ensure patients can continue to receive the care they need in the coming weeks. A blood drive will be held Saturday from 8 to 1 at St. Peter's Lutheran Church in Loganville. Schedule an appointment by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app, visiting redcrossblood.org, or calling 1-800-RED-CROSS. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is seeking public input on the draft statewide comprehensive outdoor recreation plan. The SCORP describes the supply and demand for outdoor recreation in Wisconsin. The draft Wisconsin SCORP includes an analysis of the motivations for recreating and the barriers Wisconsin residents may experience, preventing them from participating in outdoor recreation. States are required to complete SCORPs every 5 years to be eligible for participation in the Land and Water Conservation Fund State Assistance Program. The public is encouraged to submit comments using the online public input form on the DNR's Wisconsin Statewide Comprehensive Outdoor Recreation Plan webpage. Comments may also be mailed, phone, or emailed. Submit comments by December 15th. Following the close of the public comment period, the department will summarize the input received and adjust the report as necessary before submitting the final report to the governor for his consideration. Today's winner in the Ithaca Music Boosters calendar raffle is Remington Fowl.